AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Squabble in the Senate. Legislation to prevent parts of the Patriot Act from expiring on June 1st was caught in a late-night showdown between Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and presidential hopeful Rand Paul. McConnell wants to renew the NSA's bulk telephone collection program. Paul does not. He calls it illegal spying. Finally, Senator McConnell announced that the Senate will go on its Memorial Day break and return Sunday, May 31st, just hours before the program lapses.
We'll be back in Sunday, May the 31st. One more opportunity to act responsibly, to not allow this program to expire.
The Senate did vote to give the president the authority to complete trade deals that Congress could approve or reject, but not change. That sets up a showdown in the House. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The vote was 62-37 to approve the so-called fast-track trade bill, which allows Congress to approve or reject but not change any trade deal that the president makes. The administration says it is vital to wrapping up a 12-nation Pacific trade agreement. An effort to amend the bill to require sanctions against countries that manipulate their currencies was defeated. The administration had threatened to veto the bill if that provision had been approved.
And Congress sent the president a bill to keep the highway and transit money flowing to states for another 2 months and prevent shutdown of summer construction projects. Now to Hillary Clinton's emails. The State Department has released almost 300 emails from Hillary Clinton's days as Secretary of State. One shows that Clinton received information on her private email server about the deadly attack in 2012 on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi, Libya. The email had 23 words deleted at the request of the FBI. This is AP Radio News. Traveling over this Memorial Day weekend, the AAA says about 33 million of us are. Here's our Julie Walker.
The Vince Lombardi service area off of I-95 in New Jersey is full of cars making pit stops on their holiday journeys. Ron Krasnick and his wife are headed north from Philadelphia to the Berkshires.
We love it. The lake is there. Entertainment, relaxation, diversion, time with my lovely wife.
And he has a way to make the time in the car go by.
The secret to the drive is books on tape.
Ironically, the book on tape he's listening to right now is The Girl on the Train. Julie Walker, New Jersey.
It's a first stop to becoming a saint in the Roman Catholic Church, beatification, and huge crowds are expected today in El Salvador for the ceremony to beatify the Roman Catholic Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was shot dead 35 years ago. No one's ever been identified as the killer. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.